Okay, today's daf is Psachim daf Pei Gimel. Pei Gimel, and we are on Pei Beis Amid Beis towards the bottom. We are discussing the machlokas that we had in the Mishnah on yesterday's daf on Pei Beis Amid Aleph. If you remember, the machlokas was if there is a problem with the carbon relating to the owner. If the Bailim died or became Tameh, so the Tanakama holds, you have to wait. You have to have Iber Tsura, as is called. That is an external problem to the carbon, and therefore, what has to be done is you have to wait for it to get an internal problem, meaning leave it overnight, and then burn it. You require Iber Tsura, which we said Rashi means leaving it overnight, and the Rambam says means waiting till it gets spoiled, and then burn it. While Rabbi Yochanan Broka says, no, burn it right away. You don't have to wait, because Lamaisa, nobody's going to be able to eat it. Its owner died or became Tame, and therefore you could burn it right away. So what exactly is that machlokas about? So we had three different dayas in the Gemara, and that's where we left off. We have two versions of Rav Yosef, and then we have Rav Yochanan. Rav Yosef, number one, had said, this machlokas is only where the Baila became Tame after Zrikas Adam. After Zrikas Adam, meaning at the time of Zrika, it was a fit carbon as the Avoda was done. That is how the Tanakhama could say, well, it was perfect. And now the Bailam became Tameh, you gotta wait. There's not an inherent problem here. Well, Rabbi Broka says, no, Afal Pikein, in that case, you could burn it right away. But if the Bailam became Tameh before Zrika, everybody would agree you could burn it right away. That was Rabbi Yosef number one. We rejected that based on a textual problem, right? We had a brisa that says otherwise. So we had Rabbi Yosef number two, who said the opposite, that the machlokas is only where the baila became tameh before Zrikas Adam. That's where you have the machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan Broka and the Tanakama. But if there was tuma after Zrikas Adam, meaning the entire avoda, as was described earlier, remember the Zrikas Adam of the Pesach, the Kohanim lined up in the lines through the Azara, one with gold cups, one with silver cups, and they took the full one and passed the empty one, the whole discussion that was had back in the end of the fifth parak. So that, the Armachlok is only where the Tumah happened beforehand. But if the Tumah happened afterwards, then everybody would agree you have to wait. Because there's no inherent problem. It was a perfect car, but it got a late problem. So now you have to wait. That was the two versions of Rav Yosef. Rav Yochanan then said, four lines for the bottom, no, I think there's a machlokas in both cases. Afla achar zrika dami machlokas. I think there's a machlokas even after zrika, machlokas in both cases. So now we pick up where we're up to. Four lines for the bottom. The azda Rav Yochanan l'taimei. And this Rav Yochanan who says that even after zrika, meaning the carbon was perfect through the avoda, and now it gets a problem. Even there, Rabbi Yochanan Broka says you could burn it right away. No problem. You don't have to wait for Iber Tsura, because Lamaisa, nobody's going to eat it, so you can burn it right away. So Rabbi Yochanan, by saying that, is going l'shitaso. V'yazer Rabbi Yochanan l'taimei, d'amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, d'amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, Reb Nechemya, amru davar echad. Rabbi Yochanan said that Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka and Reb Nechemya both hold of the same shita. Both are within the same consistent shita, where Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka had the Amran. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka is what we just said, that even though it's only semi-problematic, still we say that you could burn it right away. Reb Nechemya Mahi, where's Reb Nechemya? As follows, Detanya Reb Nechemya Omer. Reb Nechemya says, relating back to something we discussed on yesterday's daf, remember that fateful day, that Rosh Chodesh Nisan, when they had the Chanukah Samishkan. And we mentioned yesterday there were a number of special karbanos that were brought that day, besides the regular karbanos. The Seir Rosh Chodesh is what we discussed, that was burned on the Mizbeach, and that's what Moshe Rabbeinu was very upset about. That the Chatas of Rosh Chodesh was burned. And he goes over to Aaron HaKohen and says, what happened? And Aaron is defending himself. Aaron was in a state of aninus. He just lost his two sons. And he is defending himself. It's not 100% clear in the text of the Torah. You know, what exactly is the machlokas? That's what we had yesterday. The Torah Shabbat Peh filled in exactly what they were arguing about. So we're going to fill in a little more now. What exactly was Aaron's defense? Why did he burn it? So there's a machlokas we alluded to yesterday. From Meseches Zvachim, Rashi quotes it here too, whether Aaron burned it and was telling Moshe, well, I can't eat it. Why? Was that because he's saying I was an Onain and my other two sons were Onanim also and they couldn't eat it? Was that the reason? Or was there some other reason, like it became Tameh by mistake? That's the machlokas elsewhere. So Rashi, now back to the Gemara. So with that background, so Tetanya, Nechemya Omer, Mipnei Aninus Nisrafazu. this carbon, the chatas, Rosh Chodesh, was burned because they were in a state of aninus. Lakach ne'amar ka'ele. That's why Aaron HaKohen says, this is what happened to me. I can't eat it in this state. So before we discuss that a little more, let's just finish the line. The ha'aninus kila achar zrika havye. Aninus, Aaron HaKohen becoming an onain at this time, how does that affect the carbon? Right, the carbon is not inherently, doesn't have a problem with it. Right, it's Aaron HaKohen, it's the Gavra. So it's comparable to kila achar zrika havye. It's comparable to a case of the carbon getting a problem after zrika. Like Aaron became an onain, but that was totally separate from the carbon. And when was it burned? That day. V'chi istaruf la'alter istaruf. So you see the same idea that Rabbi Yochanan put Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka and Rabbi Nechemiah together, because Rabbi Nechemiah also here says that it was burned even though it didn't have an inherent problem. You might have thought it has to wait. You have to wait a day for Iber Tzura. No, you don't have to wait. So Rabbi Yochanan is going, Lishita so. Rashi here fills in a little bit more that Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Aaron, well, even if you're an onain, I wanted you to eat the special karbanos, the special mincha that was brought that day, and the other special karbanos. And Aaron said back to him, well, the chatas Rosh Chodesh is not special for today. That's going to be brought ledoros. Okay, I'll agree with you by the unique karbanos that are Harosh Shah that brought today. But the chatas Rosh Chodesh is a karban that's going to be brought every Rosh Chodesh when we have a Beis HaMikdash. So Moshe says, you're right. That's why Moshe at the end of that story says Vayitav Ve'inav, it was good in his eyes, because he realized that this is a different type of case. When we talk about aninus, before we continue, we know on the surface aninus and avelus are two separate ideas. Rachman al-Aslan, right when somebody loses one of their seven primary relatives, which are the same seven relatives that a Kohen has a chiyuv to become Tamei for, father, mother, son, daughter, brother, sister, spouse, each of those seven relatives, they go into a state of aninus, which is a similar, not exactly, but it's an overlapping status to Misha Meso Mutalafanov, which is the status discussed at the beginning of the third parak of Maseches Brachos. So what's the halach of aninus? So we know it's aser to do mitzvahs. We don't do any mitzvahs during the state of aninus. We are, the language of the Yerushalmi is, b'sha'asha asukim b'chayim v'lo b'sha'asha asukim b'mesim. That's when you have to do mitzvahs. When we're involved in life, not when we're involved in death. That's aninus. All of a sudden, the burial occurs, boom, what happens? The status changes. The onanim become avelim. All of a sudden, they're chayiv in mitzvos, but the laws of avelus start at that point. So if you think about it, we assume the two are very separate. Aninus and avelus. Avelus, is that daraisa? That's a machlokas rishonim. Right, the Rambam holds the day of death, the first day of avelus is daraisa, as long as the day of death was the same day. Yom HaMisa and Yom HaKvura, if that was the same day, then the Rambam says avelus is daraisa that day. Bali Tosfos say there's no avelus daraisa. It's all Durabanan. Ba'alei Tosfos say. In Maseches Moed Kat and elsewhere. Machlokas. What about Aninus? The Gemara seems to say Aninus is Daraisa. But look at a Pasuk in Chumash. Aaron HaKohen. So the Rambam extrapolated from that Avelus is also Daraisa. Says the Rambam in Hilchos Avelus. Says the Rambam in Hilchos Avelus, Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, Mitzvah Aseilah His Abel Ala Krovim Shenemar. It's a mitzvah to mourn Krovim. Shenemar V'Achalti Chatas Hayom Ayita Be'enei Hashem. Aaron HaKohen says, I ate the Chatas. Would that have been good? One second, isn't that Aninus? That's not Avelus. What's the Rambam doing? Quoting Aninus in the context of Avelus. And then the Rambam quotes only if it's Yom HaMisa and Yom HaKvura. Question number one, how does he quote Anina, a pasuk about Aninus related to Avelus? Question number two, why does it have to be Yom HaMisa and Yom HaKvura on the same day? Why can't a person die on Tuesday, they're buried on Wednesday, if the first day of Avelus is Daraisa, so let it be, it doesn't Avelus, the Bechayiv is the burial. That's when a person becomes an Avel, so whenever the burial is, why should it have to be the same day as Yom HaMisa and Yom HaKvura? This and other questions led Rav Soloveitchik in one of the Yartzeit Shirim, the Shirim L'Zecher Abba Mari in Chelek Beis, where he discusses these two ideas. And Bechlau, how does the Rambam know that Avelus the first day is Daraisa? Because Aninus is Daraisa. What's the connection? explains Rav Salvechik in a beautiful piece. I'm just going to read part of it. V'nira l'das ha-Rambam. Even though Avelus and Aninus are part of one process, as we thought, but they're very different, but not so different. Aninus is a state of Isurim. Aninus is a state of no's. You can't do the Avoda. He can't eat Kachim. No. There's no positive kiyum of Avelus. The prohibitions are, per se, prohibitions qua prohibitions, as we could say. Avelus has certain things that you can't do, but there's a kiyum of Avelus. There's a positive that we're supposed to achieve of Avelus. Etzem chalos Avelus, Dvar Torah, who did kiyum mitzvahs Avelus. All the things that we're not allowed to do is to create a positive state of Avelus. Isurim ela enam ela pu'ulos kiyum shel Avelus. Shal yada miskayemes mitzvahs Avelus. Bram chalos shma who did kiyum. V'avel, an avel that's not noeg Aveluso, he didn't lo avar isur miyuchad ela lo kiyum mitzvahs aseh shel Avelus. Where do you get this from? The Rambam later on in Perak Beis of Hilchos Avelus says, "Kama chamura mitzvahs Avelus." How chamur is the mitzvah of Avelus? How do you know it's so chamur? It could be doche tumah, tumas kohanim. Avelus is doche tumas kohanim. Ari mavuar. You say tumas kohanim to krovim is you have to do it. It's a kiyum Avelus. You're not doing isurim there, but part of Avelus is being metameh for the krovim. That's part of your kiyum. Ki ikar shem Avelus hu chefsa shal kiyum Avelus hamisgashem b'shnei panim. V'chulu and he continues. B'chol adam, through Avelus and the 11 isurim, and through a kohen, gam al yidei, becoming tameh. And then he adds the big chiddush. V'niresh ha-halacha. The halacha, she'ein adam noeg Avelus kodim kvura. The idea that Avelus doesn't start till kvura is not because Avelus is totally absurd before Kvura. Really, this is his Chiddush, Avelus starts at death. But there are minios, there's halachic preventions which don't allow the Avelus to kick in. The Isurim of Aninus. What's his Raya? We know the halacha. What happens if there's somebody in New York and there are some other relatives that are going with the plane, right, to Eretz Yisrael? So what's the halacha about the people who remain in New York? The second the plane leaves, boom, they start sitting shiva. What do you mean? There's no kfura. Isn't kfura the mechayev of Avelus? There's no burial yet. Ah, what do you see from there? Really, the mechayev, when you're an onin, you're also an avel. You're just an onin on top, which is isurim, which don't allow you to do certain ihugim of Avelus. But the second that state could be removed, then you're an avel. That's how the Rambam could quote a pasuk related to Aninus to prove Avelus. That's how you might need Yom Misa Yom Kfura the same day. Because it's one continuum. It's one idea. It's not they're different, but they are connected. And he says, Achshav anu mevinim es achiluk bein Aninus la'Avelus. Be'emes ein Aninus muvdelus me'Avelus. Ki alu shtein zehos. The Iker is one's Isurim and one's Nihugim. Mitzvah zu tluya legamri b'misa. V'chashivus ha'kvura hirak b'tur ma'akev. A kvura is a ma'akev usually. But if you can remove the ikuv, like you're not taking part in the kvura anymore, they've left the city, then me'mela Avelus kicks in. El Avelus minatorah mitztayaris, and that's why it's Yomamisa Yomakvura. Yomamisa be'inon b'tur ma'akev shel Avelus. And he continues here with other rayas, but that is a fascinating discussion that he has in his one of the Yartzei Shirim about Avelus and Aninus. Okay, so we continue back in our Gemara. The Gemara said that Rabbi Yochanan puts together Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka and Reb Nechemya. So we continue. One more statement. Rabba Mosif af Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Rabba says there's a third opinion in the Tanaim. We had Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka in our Mishnah. We had Reb Nechemya in the Brisa. And now we have a third opinion. Rabbi Yossi Aglili also holds when there's a case of a quasi-problematic carbon, he would still say, burn it right away. You don't have to wait. That's the context that hold all these three shittas together. The Tanya, the Brisa says, Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer, Kol HaInyan Kulo, the entire Inyan, one entire Inyan. The psukim we discussed yesterday, and Rashi quotes them on top here. The psukim in Parshat Tzav that say, Moshe, the context of Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron talking. If the blood had gone inside, that's a problem. So what's that talking about? So we thought yesterday it meant that blood that was not supposed to go inside, that went inside. If you have a chatas chitzona, A chatas, that's a regular carbon chatas. Its blood, for some reason, is brought inside the heichal that passes the carbon. But Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi argues. He says, no. The psukim are talking about it's talking about karbanos whose blood is supposed to go inside the heichal. Param hanisrafim is ir manisrafim. What are those? Those are par helam davar shel tzibur, par aduma, any of the cows that are supposed to be burned outside the Beis HaMikdash, and whose blood is brought inside. That's what the pasuk's talking about. Lisro psuleim abeis habira. And what's the pasuk teaching me? That if they became possible for some reason, you have to burn them in the Beis HaBira, meaning in the Mikdash. I might have thought that only the karbanos that are supposed to be burned inside, do you burn inside if there's a problem. But this karban is supposed to be burned outside, so maybe you have to burn them outside if there's a problem. That's the chiddush of those psukim. V'litein lo sase al achilasan. And the pasuk also gives a lo sase on eating them before I burn them. Amrulo, we didn't get to the raya yet. They said to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, so chata shenichlas dava lefrayv lefnei minayin. So if that's what the pasuk is teaching me, then how do I know the din that I thought we had learned from this pasuk, that a regular carbon chatos, whose blood is brought inside by mistake for whatever reason, that passes the carbon? Amar lahen, hein lo huva es dama el hakodesh penima. That's by the pasuk, by Moshe speaking to Aaron. Moshe says, well, was the blood brought inside? Because then I would understand why it was burnt. Michla, what does that imply? De'inafik ihi, if it had gone out, inami ayodama, or its blood had gone in, bisrefa, it would be burned. When would it be burned? Right then, that day. Even though the problem is with the blood, not with the flesh. So you see again, another shita, that even though there's not a problem, an inherent psul with the karban, you do not require ibur tzura to wait, you could burn it right away, because the maisa, nobody is going to eat it. So Rabba added on Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Why didn't Rabbi Yochanan say him? Rabbi Yochanan said two out of three shitas. Why didn't Rabbi Yochanan add that one in? Rabbi Yochanan savar, dam ubasar, chada milsahi. Baila milsa achrisi. The chiddush that Rabbi Yochanan was saying was Rabbi Yochanan Membroka in our Mishnah, he's a step beyond these other opinions. Because he is saying even if the owner, something happens with the owner, not even with the blood. The blood, you could already say, is something inherent with the carbon. So that's why Rabbi Nechemya and Rabbi Yossi Aglili are similar. But our Mishnah is somewhat different. Bailim milsa achrisihi, and that's why he didn't mention. Right? Rashi says, Rabbi Yochanan, delochashale Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Why did he put Rabbi Yossi Aglili? Nihi deshamisle. Fine, Rabbi Yochanan understands that if there's a problem with the dam, you do not require Iber Tzura, but maybe he wouldn't agree with our cases of aninus, and of misa, and of tumah of the bailam. That's why he says, I'm not sure if these three shitas are really one. He left out that final one. Good, just one final point before we continue, and that is, what the Gemara say up top? That these parm hanisrafim that are supposed to be burned outside, if they have a problem with them, they have a psul, then they're burned inside, and there's an isser to eat them. What do we need a separate isser to eat them for? Is there an isser of me'ila? They didn't finish being used. They didn't have nasis mitzvasan. They didn't complete what they're supposed to do. There's an isra me'ila. Isra me'ila, we need a separate isra to eat them? That's the Mikdash David's question. So he says, maybe it's to be mechayev two lavin on it. But I saw some achronim say, maybe the nafkamina is, what if you eat less than a pruta? Less than a pruta's worth of this. So maybe that's a nafkamina, because me'ila requires a shava pruta, and the isra of eating this might be even less. Okay, that's just a suggestion. Next Mishnah. Here we go as we continue the halachas of Karban Pesach, says the Mishnah. Ha'atzamos v'hagidin v'hanosar, bones and sinews and nosar, and flesh that was left over, Rashi says, we'll see later on in the Gemara, but Rashi already mentions it, we're only talking about edible parts, maybe edible bones or bones that have marrow in them. Right, if it's just a bone that has no meat in it, then it's not subject to the isra of the mitzvah of burning. But if you have bones or a sinew that is edible, as we'll see, or nosar, when are they burned? When they're left over at the Seder. What do you do with your Seder leftovers? Beis Hashem, this year we'll have a Seder with a Karban Pesach. What do you do with the Seder leftovers? So they're nosar, you have to burn it. When do I burn it? Not the first day Yontif, because that's Yontif. We'll see in the Gemara why Yisarfu B'shisha Asar. I have to wait till the 16th, the first day of Chol HaMoed. The morning, that's when I burn it. And Chal Tezayin Lios B'Shabbos, if that falls out on Shabbos, right? If it's the second day of Pesach is on Shabbos, if Pesach starts out on a Friday, Yisarfu b'Yizayin, then I got to wait 2 more days. Why? Lefi she'ein adochen, lo asa Shabbos, lo asa Yantif. Because Sreifas Nosar, the mitzvah d'oraisa of Sreifas Nosar is not Docha Shabbos or Yantif. The Gemara will ask, why not? Why don't you say Asi Docha lo asa? But we will get to that. Amar Rav Mari bar Avua, Amar Rav Yitzchak, says Rav Yitzchak, Atzmos Kadshim, Sheshimshu Nosar, Mitamin Sayadayim. Bones of Kadshim that serviced Nosar. What does that mean? You have marrow and a bone. And the marrow became Nosar. So those bones hold and service the marrow, the edible parts inside. So those bones also, Mitamin Sayadayim are Tame. What do you mean they're Tame? We'll see later on, the Rabbanan word goes there, Atumah d'Rabbanan on Nosar. We'll see why. But the Gemara for here is just saying, just like there's an Tumah on the Nosar itself, there's Tumah on the bones that service the Nosar. Why? Hol v'naseh basas l'davar ha'asar. Wow, familiar with that topic in a totally different context. But it's the basas. These bones service and hold the flesh that became Nosar, so therefore they have to be burned also. Says the Gemara, that's the Chiddush Rabbi Yitzchak. We have a principle called Shimaish Nosar. Something that services Nosar gains the status of Nosar. Lema Messiah Le. Let's see if we could prove this from our Mishnah. What our Mishnah say? Atzamos Agidema Nosar Yisarfu Letezayin. The bones have to be burned. What kind of bones are we talking about? What bones of the Karan Pesach? Hani atzamos hechidami. What kind of bones are we talking about that have to be burned? Ilema delesbehu moach. If these bones don't have any marrow in them at all. So lama bisreifa. What do you have to burn them for? Nishdinu. Throw them out. If it's pure bones, then there's no chiyuv. Ela pshita desbehu moach. It must be that there is marrow in these bones. And that's why they have to be burned. So why would the bones have to be burned? If you say that something that services Nosar, the bone that services Nosar also is significant, that has to be burned, that's why, that's why you have to burn the bones too. But if you say, you know, reject the concept, if you say Shemesh of Nosar is not significant, then lama lahu sreifa, what do you have to burn these bones for? What do you mean? What should you do? Nisbarinhu, break the bones open, then nachal tzalamoach the two, and take out the marrow, then nisrafe, and burn the marrow, vinishdinu the two, and throw away the bones. Rashi quotes, it's very hard to burn the bones. They're hard, it's a hard surface. Much easier to burn the marrow. So what do you have to burn the bones for? Elalav shvami na, shimish nosar milsahi. It must be that shimish nosar is significant, and that is why you have to burn them. Parenthetically, we have a similar idea, not exactly of shimish nosar, but in a different context, by a shomer lepri. If you remember from the sixth parak of Maseches Brachos, an orange peel. There's an orange peel, let's be Hashem, next year is going to be the Shemitah year. Right, this is year 6 we're in now. Right, next year, Tavshin Ayin Dalet is year 6 of Shemitah. Tavshin Ayin Hei is a Shemitah year. So the peels of fruit, are they edible? Not if they're edible, then for sure they have Kedusha. What if they're not edible? But they're a Shomer Lepri. If I remove the peel of certain fruits, so then all of a sudden the fruit gets ruined. Right? The oxygen and the air, they ruin it. Right? So there's a kind of Shomer Lepri. Something that guards the pri has the status of pri for Hilchas Brachas, for Hilchas Arla, for Hilchas Shemitah. Similar idea here. A shimush, the bone houses the nosar. And therefore the Gemara says, why do you have to burn the bones in our Mishnah? It must be because shimush nosar is significant. Let's do a little more, and then we have to make another important comment. Amri lo, maybe not. Maybe our Mishnah is not a raya to Rabbi Yitzchak. La'olam ha'melecha shimush nosar la milsa. Maybe the bones that service nosar, that's not the reason you're burning them here. The kasav arbo b'kasher v'afilu b'pasul. Ah. You know why you can't break the bones open and just burn the marrow? Because this Tana, maybe our Mishnah holds that the Isser of breaking the bones of the Karban Pesach apply even to Pasul Karban Pesachs. And therefore, even after it became Noser, when you break the bones to get the marrow, you're not allowed to break the bones. It's an Isser Daraisa. The Etzem Losish Bruvo. So really, per se, the bones shouldn't require Sreifa. But ain't braver, you don't have a choice. You have to burn them because you're not allowed to break them, and you have to burn the marrow inside. Says the Gemara, really? Afilu b'psul salgadaitach? Does anybody say that? That the Isser of breaking bones applies even if the Karban Pesach became pasul? But now we learned in the Mishnah later on tomorrow's daf. Says the Mishnah, Aval hamosir b'tahar v'hashover b'tameh eino sovek esor abayim. If I leave over in the Tar Karban Pesach, the Isser of leaving over, that's a lav shein bo maisa. You don't get malchus. Or if I break the bones of a tummy carbon, I don't get malchus. Why? Because there's no issa daraisa to break the bones of a tummy carbon Pesach. Question mark. So you can't say that's the author of our Mishnah holds like that. So maybe we're back to our original raya. The Gemara says no. Lo kasha, kasha haisa lo shasa kosher, kasha lo haisa lo shasa kosher. No, maybe there's a difference. When do we say that there is no issa of breaking the bones of the carbon Pesach? Where it was always bad. It never had a shasa kosher. From the beginning, there became a problem with the Karban Pesach. Here it became tamei late. So maybe if it had a shasa kosher, that's what we're talking about here in our Mishnah, and that's where we would say there is still an iser of shviras etzem. So either way, we don't have a raya to the din of Rabbi Yitzchak of shimish nosar being, having a chiyuv sreifa. Stop there for a minute. There is an arzarua. Arzarua in Meseches Avodah Zarah, who says, not so common today, but if somebody has a kli made out of bone, right, when we look for artifacts, you see a lot of kalim made out of bones. If you have a kli made out of bones, what status does that have? We know cheres is boleya and it never could be kosher. We know most things is boleya and kosher. We know glass is a major machlokas rishonim. Many rishonim say it's not even boleya at all. Some say it's boleya and you can't kosher it. We're makel the whole year or we're machmer by Pesach. What about bone? Says the Arzarua. What does our Gemara say? Our Gemara says that you could break open the bones without the Isser Shviras Etzem. Break open the bones and just burn the marrow inside. But one minute. The entire Karban Pesach has already been roasted as whole. Aren't we worried that the taste of the marrow went into the bones? You roasted the whole Karban Pesach. It must be that bones are not boleya. That's what the Arzarua learns from our Gemara. Bone, if somebody has a bone, not bone china, but bone is Napole, it says in Reish Tzadi Zion. V'kasav li kli etzem, lo matzinu lo blia v'isser. V'gam, I said this to another person, another rabbi, didn't like it, but I think this is true. Kasher kasafti ki nira be'enai v'alzeh ani somech lasos maisa. Other achronim argue on this, maybe it's limited in a certain way to certain cases, maybe some of the achronim, the Sholem Meshev says, maybe it's bolea less than a kezias, and less than a kezias is not this no isser of nosar. But there are chokim on the Arzarua, but that's an interesting Arzarua, what he learns from our Gemara. We continue, though. Says the Gemara, what did we just answer? That there's a chilik between the Isser of Shviras Etzem, between something that was always problematic, lo haisel al shasa kosher, then you're allowed to break those bones. Versus something that had a shasa kosher. Says the Gemara, is there such an opinion out there? Uman tana deshani lei bein shahaisel al shasa kosher lo haisel al shasa kosher? Is there an opinion out there like this? Says the Gemara, yes, Rabbi Yaakov is of that opinion. Titania, the Brisa says, the etzem lo sishpruvo bo bekosher velo bepasol. The Isser de Oraisa of breaking the bones of the Karban Pesach is only by a kosher Karban Pesach, not by a pasul one. Rabbi Yaakov Omer. No, it depends. Hoysel lo shasa kosher v'nifsal. If it was good and then it became bad, yesh bo mishum shviras etzem. Then it has an Isser. Lo hoysel lo shasa kosher, ein bo mishum shviras etzem. If it never had a shasa kosher, it had a problem early on in the process, then there's no Isser. Reb Shimon Omer, echazeh echazeh, ein bo mishum shviras etzem. Reb Shimon says, even in that case, in both cases, there is no Isser. Okay, so we found a shita that, holds of that chilik of shasa kosher or lo hoysel lo shasa kosher. Period. Next. We're going back to the main issue, though, now. And that is one more try we're going to have before we get to the next topic of shimish nosar. Again, the case of you have bones that have nosar in it. So whatever's in it, that has to be burned. Does the status of the mishamesh gain the status of what it is servicing? Which is interesting, like you could say on a hashkafic level. Somebody's mishamesh, you know, a rebbe, a tzaddik. So does the shamish get the status a little bit? Does what it's holding or servicing rub off? So it's a halachic issue, but you can see hashkafic overtones or undertones on the sugya as well. Either way, meisvei says the Gemara fourth to last skinny line. Call atzmos hakadshim ein tun in sreifa. All bones of karbanos do not need to be burned if they are nosar. Chutz me'atzmos ha-pesach, except for the bones of a current Pesach, mifnei ha-takala, because of the takala. The takala that you might come to break them. And that's why you have to burn them. So again, hani atzmos hechidami, what type of bones are we talking about? That no, the karbanos bones don't have to be burned, only current Pesach. If it has no marrow in it, then why should it have to be burned? It doesn't have any marrow in it. So they're empty. Those can't be burned. We must be talking about cases where you have bones with marrow in it. And that's where the Brisa says, all karbanos do not have to be burned, only karban Pesach. And if you say shimush noser, something that is mishamish the noser is significant, atmos kachem, mayin tunin sreifa. If the bones of the other karbanos, they hold noser in it, and you hold shimush noser as milsi, so you should have to burn the bones too. Why does the Brisa say that you don't have to burn the bones? It must be that shimush noser is lav milsahi. So Mara says, no, two ways to get out of that. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, first. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, ke'ocha ma'yaskina. No, the case is, kagon shematz'an chalutzin. You found them already broken open. You find bones of a karban already broken open. So the question is, you have to say to yourself, meaning, even if we hold that shemesh nosar is significant, bones that held nosar are significant and have the status of nosar, the question we have to ask is, you find open bones, when were these bones broken open? Before it became nosar, or after? And what are we allowed or have to assume? Says the Gemara, atzmos kadshim by other karbanos, de'ein by amishim shviras etzem, which does not have the issur of breaking the bones, kami denevi nosar chaltinu, we could assume that they broke them open before it became nosar, v'lo avishimish nosar, v'lo bois reifa. It was never shimish nosar, it does not require to be burned because it was broken open beforehand, that's what we could assume happened. But atzmos ha-pesach, the yeshbem mishum shviras ha-etzem, but the bones of the current Pesach, there's an issur daraisa to break the bones of the current Pesach. So if you find them broken, it must be it was broken after it became pasul. Meaning, after it already became nosar. Lebasar denevi nosar hu dechaltzenu. V'havilu shimish nosar ubos reifa. That's the chilek in the braisa. The braisa says the bones of other karbanos do not have to be burned, except for the bones of current Pesach. This is the case where you found them all open. By other karbanos, you could assume they were broken before nosar set in. By current Pesach, you have to assume that was broken open only afterwards. That's answer number one. Rav Zvid Amar, Hacham Mayaskinon, Kegon, Shemitzan, Savurin, Savurin, Umehen, Chalutzin. You found piles of bones, the top ones were broken open. The top ones. And you checked the top ones. Do you have a chiyuv to check all the other ones? So, similar to what we just said, atzmos kachim de'ein b'hemishum shviras ha'etzem, by bones of other karbanos, which do not have an issur of breaking the bones, l'kuvu avicholetz lehu, so you could assume that he really opened all of them, v'achilu, and he ate the marrow, v'lo b'yisreifa, and there's nothing wrong here. He took out the marrow, he ate the marrow, he left the bones. So that's why you don't have to burn these bones, because there's nothing wrong. Atzmos ha-pesach, the yesh b'hemishum shviras ha'etzem, but the bones of a karban pesach, which, as we've said, has an issur d'oraisa breaking the bones, dilma hani d'chaltzinu, maybe these top ones, the marrow was removed, u'lahanach lo chaltzinu, but the other ones not, because after all, you had an issur of breaking the bones. U'bois reifa, and that's why you have to burn them. So again, that's another reason why we'd be mechalik. Rashi points out what's the difference between the two opinions. If you find open ones, do you have to burn them? Do you have to assume it was from Noser or not? Right? Rav Zvid says yes, and Rav Nachman says no. This is the end. Ad kan, this is the sugya. In the look in the back of the Gemara, the Melo Haroim, one of the Achronim, asked a simple question. What's the second idea here? If it's the top ones, you know, what are you allowed to assume? Why don't you have to check? There's a concept that we had it earlier, back in the first parak, Efshar Levarer. If you have a question, a suffix, then don't you, and you're able to be poshet the savik. You're able to check. Like we remember the case in the first parak. We had a house, chametz, cheskaso, badik, lo badik. Do you have to check again? See here too, why don't you have to check? The bones are right there in front of you. Why don't you have to check to see if they're broken open? Nira be'enai, bi'af al-gav da'al chazaka v'rov ein somchin b'makam di'yicholon levarero. Why don't you say efshe levarer? He says, no, he gives two answers, three answers. He says, tzarech lomar here, he says, it's a big tircha. It's a big tircha. We had once before earlier in this masechta also. Efshe levarer might not apply if there's a big tircha involved. Number one. Number two, he says, even if you find them open, your question will not be answered. You only say efshar levarer if it's vadai efshar levarer. But here, even if you find them open, you still won't know if it was broken open before it became noser or even after it became noser. So you don't say efshar levarer in that case. I'll give you a mashal, a madar adoma. We mentioned a couple of weeks ago when we spoke about tcheles. One of the big sugyas in tcheles, to wear tcheles today, not to wear tcheles today. Well, some say, well, savi daraisa lechumra. Right? Yeah, it's a suffix mitzvah, so lechumra, wear it. So some quote, in the name of some achronim, you only say something d'oraisa l'chumra, where being machmir will then answer. I'm not sure if I benched or not. Safek l'chumra. So I have to bench again. So afterwards, is there any more safek? No. I benched. For sure. Maybe I benched twice. But I benched. So that answers the safek. Safek l'chumra. I'm not sure if I shake a lulav today. Shake it again. Shake a lulav. But by tcheles, safek d'oraisa l'chumra. So where tcheles? But even after I wear tcheles, I don't know if I'm getting the mitzvah or not. If I don't know b'vadai. So therefore, maybe you don't say Sovei D'oraisa L'chumra there. So here too, maybe you don't say Efshel Avarer if even after you say Efshel Avarer, the question is not going to be answered. And then he says, maybe this is really a Svek Sveka. Maybe they're not broken open. And even if they are broken open, maybe it's before it became Noser. Either way, this is an important comment of the Malo Haroim in the back right on our Gemara. Once we're talking about Shviras Etzem, before we go on to the next Gemara, we can't learn Shviras Etzem without obviously mentioning the Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Tezayin, where what the Sefer HaChinuch says 45 times in his Sefer, the most elaborate time he says it is right here in Mitzvah Tezayin. The Sefer HaChinuch's motto, he was made famous for the four words, Acharei HaPe'ulos Nimshachos HaLevavos. After our actions are pulled our hearts. Meaning whatever we're involved in life, that affects us. And if somebody is a miser inside, if he spends all his day giving staka, he'll eventually become a Baal Staka. And the opposite, if somebody is a Baal Staka, naturally, if they spend their day saying no to people, then they'll become a no type of person. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, everything we do affects us. And that's why the Kohanim have to wear special begadim, because we're affected by the begadim that we wear. And that's why many, many times he says it. But here he says, we don't break the bones. Because if we break the bones, we're going to become those types of people who don't have any patience, who jump, who eat, who this and that. And that's what he says. Adam nifal kafi pu'ulosav, v'libo, v'kol machshavosav, tamid achar ma'asav shu osik bahem, im tov, im ra, afilu rasha gomor. This is also an Aseres Yemei Teshuva vart. Afilu rasha gomor, bilvavo. Even if somebody inside is a wicked person, v'chol yetzer machshavos libo rak rak halayom, he thinks evil, if he spends his day doing Torah and mitzvos, afilu shalol l'shem shamayim. He'll become a good person. And that's why we have, that's why Hashem gives us so many things to do. Ratzalad Zakos is Yisrael. And therefore, that are related to this is the Isser of Shviras Etzem as well. Remember, related to this, we had about 2 weeks ago on Daf Ayin. Ayinam and Aleph, Tosas quoted the Yerushalmi, who said that the mitzvah that we have of eating the Korban Pesach as we become satiated is an mitzvah derabanan, a gzeira. So we don't come to Shviras Etzem. Because if we would eat the Korban Pesach, the first thing, we'd eat it ravenously and we might come to break the bone. The fact that we have the mitzvah to eat on Korban Pesach a la sova, so says quoted the Yerushalmi, that it is a gzeira derabanan. Gzeira mishum Shviras Etzem. We had back on the top Tosfos on Daf Ayin Amud Aleph earlier in the Masechta. Okay, we continue. Next sugya. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Kol hagidin basar chutz migidei tzavar. What our Mishnah say? Our Mishnah said that the gidim have to be burned. So we're going to relate to that. What does Rav Yehuda Amar Rav say? All gidim are considered meat. What does that mean? It means when we section off the Korban Pesach and everybody has to get a kezias, we could count the gidim. Could count the gidim. That's considered edible, except for the sinews around the neck. Those are very hard, those are not edible, and therefore, those are not considered part of the Korban Pesach. Tanan, what about our Mishnah? Ha'atzamos va'gidim anoser yisarfu b'tazayin. Our Mishnah says that gidim have to be burned. If they have to be burned, what does that mean? That means they're edible. Hani gidim echidami. What gidim are being referred to in the Mishnah? Ilema gidei basar. If referring to regular gidei basar that are eaten, so nichlinu. So eat them. What do you mean they have to be burned? Eat them. Eat them when you're supposed to. The edi tosar. And if they're left over, hainu nosar. That's nosar. What does our Mishnah say? Atzamos gidim and nosar. So if they're regular edible sinews, so then it will be included in nosar. That's not gidim in the Mishnah. Ela pshita. So what must the Mishnah be referring to? The hard, inedible gidin that are hard from the neck. So e amrit bishlama basar ninu. So if you say it has the status of basar, then I understand why you have to burn it. Antulahachi by yisreifa. Why? Because it is edible. No, sir, you have to burn all the edible items that were left. Ela e amrit lav basar ninu. But if we say that gidim are the gidei tzavar are not basar, like Rav Yehuda Marav said, samlamu l'sreifa. What do you have to burn them? You don't have to burn the hoofs of an animal, right? If you have to burn anything inedible. So here, if the Mishnah, as we just proved, is talking about the gidin of the neck, why should you have to burn it? So we are going to have three suggestions. What is our Mishnah talking about? Remember, we have to find something that is somewhat edible, but something that you wouldn't eat, because it became nosar, and it sounds like it became nosar without your choice. So we're going to have three suggestions. What is the case of nosar of the gidin in the Mishnah that became nosar? But even just before we get there, there is an important aura that some of the achronim have. The Shar HaMelech says, didn't we have back in the second parak, ein begidin medos Saint Tom? Gidin don't taste like anything. It doesn't give off taste. It's like a piece of wood. Eitz ba'alma. So how can we say that they're considered basar? Sinews aren't meat. So explains the Shar HaMelech, a very important yisod. He says maybe there's a difference between isurim and mitzvos. Mitzvos achila. When it comes to isurim, ein begidin medos Saint Tom. And if I eat a gid, I'm not going to get the aveira. Mitzvos have a wider definition. For a mitzvah achila, it might fit that definition of achila, even though it doesn't fit the definition of achila for isurim. Where do we see such a type of suffix? He quotes the Mishnah L'Melech. The Mishnah L'Melech in Hilchas Yisodei HaTorah. We've discussed this Mishnah L'Melech before in the fifth parak. The Mishnah L'Melech has a suffix, and you have to ask, why does he have such a suffix? He says, Yesh lach kar, hadakaimalon, that which we say all these surin in the Torah. You only get malchus if you eat it the normal way. If I get IV fluid of pig, I'm not going to get malchus. If I want it, I want chazer, so I'm going to get IV fluid. Right? I'm not going to get malchus. It might be a terrible thing to do, by being metamtei my neshama, but I'm not going to get malchus for that. That's shelo kederech. What happens if I eat matzah? Shelo kederech. Do I get the mitzvah? Are there the same rules for averos and mitzvos? That's the suffix of the Mishnah L'Melech. V'nira, and he says, it's probably similar, probably the same rules. If you're not going to get the aver, you're not going to get the mitzvah either. Okay, but at least he has the suffix. That's the Shar HaMelech right here. He says, even if you say, ein begidin menos Saint Tom, that might only be for averos. But for mitzvos, you might have a larger definition. Okay. Either way, back to the Gemara's question. The Gemara said, again, what is the gidin that's referred to in our Mishnah that had the chiv to be burned? Three suggestions. Number one, Amar Rav Chisda, lo nitzurcha elo legid hanoshe, va'aliba de Rabbi Yehuda. Referring to gid hanoshe. According to Rabbi Yehuda, what's Rabbi Yehuda? We have a machlokes. Which gid is usher? Each of us have two gidin, or the animal has two, the right and the left. So we hold the Rabbanan hold both. Both gid hanoshes. Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda holds only one. Rabbi Yehuda Omer ein noeg ela ba'achas. Only one of them, but I'm not sure which one. V'hadaz machrash shel yamin. Probably the right. The Gemara in Chulin has a suffix whether Rabbi Yehuda's probably the right means he paskins only the right, or he says probably, but really I'm going to answer both. That's not clear. But maybe that's what's being referred to in our Mishnah. Meaning, theoretically, the left one, or one of them, is edible, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Because he has a Mesorah that only one of them is Usser. He just doesn't know which one. So it's theoretically edible. You're not going to be able to eat it. So it's going to become Nosar, and that's why you're going to have to burn it. That's the suggestion number one. Says the Gemara, 1 minute. If we're assuming that, so Ella, Tifsha, why don't we prove the question from Maseches Chulin? The Sifuki Misafka Leila Rabbi Yehuda. we weren't sure in Chulin whether Rabbi Yehuda Lamaisa held only the right one, or he ended up as a Suffolk. Proof from here that he was a Mesupik. The Mifsha Pshitalei, because if he, his end svar was, it was obvious which one, Hahid Hatera Nichle, the one that's Mutter we should eat in the proper time, Udi Isura Nishte, and the one that's Usser we should throw away. Meaning, Lama Leis Reifa, why should he have to burn anything? So, because of that problem, we have to go on to another suggestion. What's the Gid in our Mishnah? Let's finish first, then we'll get back to Gid on Asha. Amar Rav Ika Bar Chinina Kagon Shehukru L'Basof Nesarvu. No, maybe, this is just, actually, this is not number two yet, we're just finishing up number one. It's Rabbi Yehuda Shita, there's only one of them that's Asur, but then they got mixed up, so you're not sure which one is which. So, that is all number one. Rav Ashi Amar. Second suggestion, what's our Mishnah talking about? Lo Nitzrcha Ela L'Shimno to Gid on Asha. The fat on top of the Gid Hanasheh, which Rashi explains, the min and the Gemara is about to say. The Tanya, let's read the Gemara. Shimno Mutter, the Yisrael Kedoshim Heim Benoagim Bo Isser. The fat is Me'ikar Adin Mutter, but the Minog Yisrael is not to eat it. So that's, again, an example, exactly what we need. We need something that is edible, but won't be eaten, and therefore will have to be burned. That's what we're trying to find. Something that for some reason won't be eaten, even though it's Me'ikar Adin Mutter. If it's totally Asur, then it's not going to become Nosur. It's not edible. And if it's totally Mutter, you should eat it. We're trying to come up with a case, something that's theoretically Mutter, but Lamaisa, you can't eat it. So we had Rabbi Yehuda's Gid on Asher, or the fats. Number three, Ravina Amar Bechitzon, the outer side of the Gid on Asher. Ukid Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Dam Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Beis Gid in hand. There's really two. Pnimi, Hasamach Le'atzem, the inner one next to the bone. Osir V'chayav and Alav. That's the Daraisa. Chitzon, Hasamach Le'basar, the outer one next to the flesh. Osir V'chayav and Alav. That's an Issa D'Rabbanan, and therefore you're not going to be Chayav for that one. Period. We mentioned a couple of years ago in a Parsha Shir, a beautiful thought from the Be'er Yosef, Rabbi Yosef Misalant, about Gid on Asher. About the Machlokas Tanam. So Rabbi Yehuda holds only the right side. Only the right Gid is Asur. And the Rabbanan say, no, they're both Asur. And if you look in the language in the Gemara, in Maseches Chulin, Am Datsadi, the Rabbanan say, why does Rabbi Yehuda say the right one? Because Rabbi Yehuda says, well, that's what the Malach Yaakov in, the right thigh. That's why only that thigh is Asur. The Rabbanan say, no. Both, why? Me'achore Asi, he came from the back, Vinashe b'travayu, and dislocated both of them. That's the language of the Gemara. Said Rabbi Yosef Misalant al Pidrush. What do you mean the right side and both? He says the right and the left symbolize the right and the left luchos. The right luchos, which are the Ben Adam Lamakom, and the left luchos of Ben Adam Lachavero. If a Jew is walking strongly on both legs, that means he is strong, Ben Adam Lamakom, Ben Adam Lachavero. If a Jew is limping on one leg, symbolically, that means he's weak in a certain area. The Malach saw, says Rabbi Yosef Misalant, that he couldn't get Yaakov. He was too strong. So what did he do? He hit him in the thigh. The thigh symbolizes his children. Children come from the thighs, from between the thighs. So he hit him in the thigh. And what did he hit? He hit the right side. Why? Says Rabbi Yosef Misalant, how many Jews do we have in the past 1,000 years that are limping on the right side? Meaning their Ben Adam HaChavero is amazing. But their Ben Adam HaMakom, they're limping. They leave a lot to be desired. Right? I'm a Jew. I'm a Ben Adam HaChavero type of Jew. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. Only the right side was hit. What did the Chacham say back? Chacham say, no, he hit him from behind and dislocated both. Meaning, you're right, he hit him from the right. But if you don't have the Ben Adam HaMakom, then your Ben Adam HaChavero is warped. And you're not going to have a true Ben Adam HaChavero, like the first Bar Tanura on Pirkei Avos, that our Musar, our ethics, come from Har Sinai. And therefore, you have to answer both of them, says the Chachamim. That's Bamei Achorav Ubanashi. It's the Ber Yosef on Parshas Vayishlach. Good. Also, the Sefer Chinuch, remember, on Gid Hanasheh, that Gid Hanasheh is something that reminds us that even though we have pain during Galus, there will be a time when Hashem will bring us back and heal our limp. This is a mitzvah that reminds us of Galus and Geula. That's the Sefer that's just like Yaakov Avinu was limping, but when he came back to Eretz Yisrael, it was all healed, right? Bas Shalem, right? Shalem Begufo, Shalem Bemamono, Shalem Betaraso. So too, that's what Gid on Asher symbolizes for us. Okay, let's just do the last section. Chal Tezayin, the Chulu. So what did the Mishnah say? The mitzvah daraisa of burning nosar is not doche Shabbos or Yantif. Ask the Gemara, why not? V'yamai, nesi yasei v'yidchei lo sasei. Why don't we say the yasei of sreifas nosar is doche the lo sasei of Yantif or Shabbos? The Gemara gives four answers. Number one, Amar Chizkiyah, v'chintani d'vei Chizkiyah, Amar Kra. Maybe it's a special pasuk. Lo so siru mimenu ad boker. Do not leave it over till the morning. Fanos mimenu ad boker beishes rofu. And if you leave it over till the morning, burn it. Shein tamalomer ad boker. Why do we have to say another ad boker? Skip the second one. Ma tamalomer ad boker. Why say it? Litein loj boker. Shein ilisrei faso. It's to give an extra boker. To teach me that you're right, maybe theoretically, asi should be dochalos. I say, but we have a special din. Burn it on the second morning. Number one. Number two, Abaya Amar Amar Kra Ola Shabbos b'Shabbato v'lo Olas Kol b'Shabbos v'lo Olas Kol b'Yantif. A special din that you cannot burn any karbanos of weekday on Shabbos or Yantif. So the current Pesach is a karban of weekday, right? Erev Pesach is a weekday, and therefore again a special pasuk. Third pasuk, Rava Amar Amar Kra Hu Levado Ye'aseh Lachem for Ochel Nefesh. It itself, hu levado, are two exclusionary words you can make for you. Hu velo machshirav, it and not the preparatory stages of ochel nefesh, only actual ochel nefesh. Something we discussed in the past. Levado velo mila shlo bizman abo mikav vachomer. Levado and not mila shlo bizman. What does that mean? We know a mila is doche Shabbos and Yontif. But a mila shlo bizman is not. If it's not the proper time, why? You might have said it should be docha based on a kal vachomer. Rashi quotes the kal vachomer. If tsara'as is docha avoda, meaning what? If a kohen has tsara'as, he cannot do the avoda in the base of Mikdash. And yet, avoda is docha Shabbos, so tsara'as beats avoda. Avoda beats Shabbos. So mila, shalob ismana, that also beats tsara'as. So it should be stronger than everything. Rashi's quoting the Gemara that we had in the 19th Perek in Shabbos in Rabbi Elazar de Mila. So theoretically, you should say Mila Shlo Bizmana is Docha Shabbos. Kamashvon, you don't. Levado velo Mila Shlo Bizmana. Rashi quotes, burning Nosar is like a Mila Shlo Bizmana. There's no need to do it today. Just do it tomorrow. It's no better than a Mila Shlo Bizmana. That's why we have the third shot of why you can't burn Nosar on Shabbos or Yantif. And finally, the fourth idea, Ravashi Yamar, Shabbason to Yantif, the first Svara. The first three were psukim. Shabbason deyantif asehu, ve'ein aseh dochalos aseh vaseh. The rule is aseh dochalos aseh, but ein aseh dochalos aseh vaseh. Yantif is an aseh of Shabbason and a los aseh of los aseh kol malacha, and therefore, an aseh is not doche, a los aseh vaseh. But Hashem will pick up with, we'll talk about the aseh of Shabbason, the Ramban's important comment, and a couple of other issues related to Mila Shlo Bizmana. But Hashem will continue tomorrow night. Again, it's only 1 or 2 days left to Yom Kippur. Again, I want to thank all of the OU family listeners that have already participated with the trying to create and help us create a new home for the daf. And if anybody else wants to participate before Yom Kippur to get it in, please go to nofeyashemesh.com, nofeyashemesh.org, and feel free to give some of your meiser, whatever it is, to help us create our Mikdash Mat here in Eretz Yisrael. Have a good day.